Title, Legacy and Grandfathered Agreements are not subject to disclosure requirements under the Department of Labor's new persuader regulations and interpretation of the advice exemption. Content, on March 24, 2016, the U.S. Department of Labor's USDAL, Office of Labor Management Standards, OLMS, published its highly controversial persuader regulation, which requires employers and labor relations consultants, including legal counsel, to publicly disclose relationships that have traditionally been permitted to remain confidential under the Labor Management Reporting and Disclosure Act, LMRDA. Although the new persuader regulations took effect on April 25, 2016, the new rule will not apply to agreements entered into before July 1, 2016. This presents an invaluable opportunity for employers and their labor consultants to be grandfathered out of much of the required reporting under the new regulations. Where we were, the current LMRDA requires employers and their labor relations consultants to report any arrangement, the purpose of which is to either directly or indirectly persuade employees to exercise or not to exercise, or persuade employees as to the manner of exercising, the right to organize and bargain collectively through representatives of their own choosing, or undertakes to supply such employer with information concerning the activities of employees or a labor organization in connection with a labor dispute involving such employer. It requires that such persuader relationships be disclosed to OLMS via the submission of Form LM-10, Employer Report, and Form LM-20, Agreement and Activities Report. However, the current LMRDA carves out a key exception to its reporting requirements for relationships that are restricted to the provision of advice to the employer. Traditionally, the advice exemption has been interpreted to mean that, in the absence of direct contact with employees, labor relations consultants and attorneys could provide employers with unreportable advice, including much of the advice regularly provided to employers throughout the union organizing and bargaining processes. Where we are now, however, the OLMS new final rule, which largely adopts the rule it first proposed nearly 5 years ago, in June 2011, significantly narrows the advice exemption by defining advice to mean an oral or written recommendation regarding a decision or a course of conduct. As a result, the new rule will trigger LMRDA reporting of any persuader activity, irrespective of whether an employer's labor relations consultants and attorneys have direct contact with employees. More specifically, an arrangement between an employer and a consultant and/or attorney will be reportable when a consultant/attorney directly engages employees in persuader activities, which will be defined to include actions or communications intended to affect an employee's decisions regarding his/her representation or collective bargaining rights, or, in the absence of direct contact, when a consultant/attorney, 1, plans or coordinates persuader activities for supervisors or other employer representatives, 2, provides oral, written, or electronic persuader materials to employers for distribution to employees, 3, conducts seminars for employer representatives that include information regarding persuader activities, or A4, drafts/implements personnel policies or actions for employers with an object to persuade employees. Within 90 days following the end of an employer's fiscal year, employers are currently required to file Form LM-10, disclosing the use of any persuader. Under the new rule, employers will now be required to make the same report regarding their relationships with counsel, including, 1, the date and amount of any reportable arrangement, 2, the name, address, and position of the individual with whom the arrangement was made, and, 3, a full explanation of the circumstances of all payment made, including the terms of any agreement or understanding pursuant to which they were made. Additionally, labor consultants/attorneys will now be required to file Form LM-20 within 30 days of entering into a reportable engagement with an employer, disclosing, 1, the parties to the arrangement, 2, the object and terms and conditions of the arrangement, and, 3, the activities that will be, or have been, performed pursuant to the arrangement. The detail required in such a report is an open question.